Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is your Fountain of Life radio broadcast. We do welcome you to the broadcast today. We know that God has a word for you. Call a friend, call a neighbor, and let them know that we are on the air. The word of the Lord says in Psalm 36, verse 9, "For with thee is the fountain of life, and in thy light shall we see light. Glory to God, for his word is blessed forever." You are about to receive the anointed word from Apostle Carl A. Franklin, Senior Pastor of Fountain of Life Kingdom Church, located at 2307 Meriwether Road in Shreveport, Louisiana. And as always, we invite you to come and join us in one of our worship services. Sundays begin with Sunday school at 9 o'clock a.m., and Sunday morning worship begins at 10 o'clock a.m. Every Tuesday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., we have intercessory prayer meeting. Every Wednesday evening at 6 o'clock p.m., you can join us for our midweek refueling service. Come on out and join us. Every service is a celebration of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like a copy of today's message in its entirety, the information will be given at the end of the broadcast on how you can obtain your copy. Now, let's go to today's message.
And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. Verse 31, I'm going somewhere. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man may suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. I'm going to show you just two, I'm going to show you a contrast. In one breath, Jesus said, Peter, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. But prophecy. God revealed this to you. In one breath, Jesus is complimenting him and building him up and edifying him. In one breath, Jesus is making him feel real good. But then the next breath, Peter says something that's goofy. Peter says something that don't make no sense. And then Jesus rebukes him. Look at your neighbor and say, stay faithful, stay faithful. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now watch what happens. And Peter took him, verse 22, and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter. He rebuked Peter. I want to show you a person that's loyal and a person that's faithful can handle rebuke. Loyal people can take a rebuke. Loyal people can be admonished. Loyal people are not easily offended. Loyal people are consistent. Loyal people will stick with you no matter what. Especially when God has sent them. Loyal people, amen, won't turn their back on. Watch what Jesus tells him. He rebuked Peter saying, get thee behind me, Satan. But Jesus recognized right away who it was that was motivating Satan. Now watch this. In one breath, Peter was being motivated by God, and in the next breath, he was motivated by Satan. And look how fast it happened. You know, one minute you can be worshiping God and saying all the right things and prophesying to people, and the next breath you can be an instrument of the devil. And what happens between the time of God revealing something to him and the devil revealing something? What happened? The spirit of pride. He thought it was all that. When Jesus told him, you know, flesh and blood have not revealed this, amen, but it was God that revealed this. Just from one minute to the next minute, Peter had gotten lifted up in pride. Now watch this. And Jesus dealt with it immediately. Yeah. Pride is a cancer in the body of Christ. And watch it. And pride many times cannot be seen by the person that's walking in that pride. Usually pride has to be seen by someone else. And you gotta be humble. You gotta have some people in your life that'll be able to, you know, tell you. You know, we need to be able to tell one another, you know what, I not in front of anybody. You know, I sense a bit of pride. Really? Well, I didn't even know I was walking in pride. A lot of times people don't even know they're walking in pride. People didn't even know he was in pride. People didn't know they were being moved and provoked and motivated by Satan himself. And Jesus rebuked the spirit. Look at his name. He rebuked the spirit. It was a spirit behind what people were saying. Peter thought he was doing Jesus' faith. No, Lord, you ain't going to know. You ain't doing all that. Listen, boy. This is why I came into the world. I got to go to that cross. I got to be crucified. I got to go to that grave. I got to be buried. I got to take upon myself your sins and the sins of the world. I got to suffer. I got to suffer many things. And I don't need you around here saying something opposite of what I'm saying. I don't need you messing folk up. Look at his name and say, stop messing other folk up. I don't need you to be saying something opposite of what the man of God is saying. I need you to be on the same page that the man of God is on.
Amen.
Tell you that, what is a faithful man? What is a faithful man? I'm bubbling. Because I felt something and I'm bubbling. Now watch what Jesus says. He says, get thee behind me, Satan. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. Y'all see that? So one minute Peter was all in the Holy Ghost and all spiritual, and the next minute he was trying to, you know, look good in front of man. And how quickly he lost the anointing of God. Just that thing. Jesus did what he had to do. He rebuked him. Look at your name and say,
loyalty
can handle
rebukes.
This is a tight message, but it's a good message. One more scripture that we threw. So he says it's easier to take a faithful man and make him able than take an able man and make him faithful. Tell me what it is. Bless me, and the Lord said, be loyal. Lord, bless me. Be steadfast. We keep saying, God, I want all your blessings. And God said, I want you to have them. But I can't count on you. Verse 11. You know God can fool a lazy people. Can fool a lazy people. don't God don't fool people that have all the time in the world on the internet? God would call folk that's working 10-hour job. God will come and get you and say, listen, man, I've called you to preach this gospel. You got to want to leave the job with me. That's why I don't understand these folks be saying the Lord called them and stuff, and they ain't been doing nothing. They ain't been nowhere. They ain't done nothing. But the Lord's hand is upon them. They got to preach. They want to preach. They're everywhere preaching. And they don't think you know they're preaching. But faithfulness, amen, you got to be faithful at home first, baby. If you want to abound with blessing, you got to be faithful at home. Come on and clean the toilet. I'm gonna grow my mouth. I didn't get no amens today. Boy, y'all sure loved me a minute ago. Never been worshiping God. I could, man, y'all was like, ooh, I love you sometimes. Oh. Man, right now, it's like, oh, Lord. No, come and get, come and clean the toilet. Come get a mop. Come get a broom. Come get the vacuum cleaner. Come cut the grass. Come clean these blenders. Amen. Watch this. When people are not long in favor, they're evil with him. And they never really can be used by God to the degree that God will use. Jamie, this time wasn't right, this time. Tell your neighbor, a faithful man shall abound with blessings. Verse 11. Let me finish. Behold, we count them happy which endure. I can't tell you the times me and his head want to leave this place. I cannot even count the times that she and I decided we was gonna move somewhere else. And every night, we still think about it every night. Because we get people telling us, you know, how you like Dallas? I said, I like Dallas. What about Atlanta? I said, I don't know about Atlanta, but I think I might go to Atlanta. What about LA? I love Atlanta. See, if it was up to me, I'd be in L.A. somewhere. I'd be in Dallas. I'd be in Atlanta, Georgia somewhere. If it was up to me.
Yeah.
But it ain't up
to me. That's right. That's right.
It's up to God.
That's right.
My responsibility, not God. My responsibility is to stay loyal to God. Wherever God has called me, wherever God has placed me, wherever God has planted me,
yeah,
that's where I've got to stay. I've got to stay loyal. And that gonna be opportunities for you to do things and go places, and people gonna try to pull you out of your place. And it's really not people, because I want to be clear, it's really not people. It's really the devil that's trying to get you out of your place of blessing. Because he knows if you stay where you're supposed to be and stay loyal, then you're going to abound with that. And it's nothing more than the devil hates is when God's children are prosperous. The devil hates it when you're prosperous. And he understands. He understands faithfulness. He understands loyalty. So we had opportunities to lead, and like I say, every now and then we still think about leaving. We still think about going. Shit, now I'll be looking at one another like, you know what? sing something, where he leads me, I will follow. We don't sing songs like that. No. That's why when the brother get up there in the ministry, I hear a sound.
Yes, amen.
I don't just hear singing. I hear a sound. I hear God reaching in there and pulling something out of me that's been just stagnant. You know, just going down in there and just working a work on the inside. Stay loyal. And I don't want to belabor the subject, but it's just important because too many of us are not loyal. I have people that don't show up for church for weeks and months at a time. Are you okay? Now, if you've been sick, you know, but even if you are sick, the Bible says, you know, call for the elder. Call for the elders of the church. I'm going to help.
Yeah, amen.
And we got other ministers that we can release, amen, because they are anointed too. We can release them to go and pray. We got some prayer words in there. Pray heaven now.
We can release them to
go and minister to. Where you been? I've been going through this. Uh-huh. Faithful man shall abound with blessing. And they come out of it. So you need what they have right now. Now you don't know what I'm going to do. Because what I'm going to do, there ain't nobody. How do you know? Let's say you start telling folk and sharing, you don't know what other people have gone through. You don't know what people are dealing with. There's some things I can't share with you because your lack of faith will mess it up. But there are some you don't stay away from the house of the Lord because you're going through.
Right.
This is the place you come to when you're going through, man.
Yes.
The devil come out against you, man. This is the place to be.
Yes. Amen.
When Satan go crazy on you, this is the place to be, man. Verse 11. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Can you stick with it long enough to see the blessings manifest? Just a little while. Can you hang on in there a little while until the blessings come? Because they come. Because he promised.
Amen.
It's going to happen. He promised.
Amen.
You just got to endure.
Right.
We're going to break the altar. Behold, we come to them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord. Watch this. That the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. I say that won't be my last one. Let me make this one. Turn with me to Job when I'm through with you.
Sorry, Pastor, but we got to move.
Well, y'all, Job 42, verse 10. Y'all ready to shout a little bit? Wife came first and then you came later. Amen. Praise the Lord. Wife came first and you came later. Praise the Lord. Because you know men gotta be convinced. Really convinced. Because we see so much and hear so much in the back. Somebody's going to give you some money. follow me, just follow me. Tell you, nigga, somebody want to give you some money. Somebody want to give you some money. And gave him a piece of money and everyone an earring of gold. So the Lord blessed now. Now we can attribute this to God. So the Lord blessed the latter end of Job more than his beginning.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, stick with God. Just stick with God.
Yes, God.
If you stick with God.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Well, he had 14,000 sheep and 6,000 camels and 1,000 yoke of oxen and 1,000 sheep. He had also 7 sons and what? 3 daughters. So God had given him what? Twice as much as he had before all hell broke loose. Tell your neighbor, there's a big blessing coming your way. There's a big blessing. If you stay true to God, and if you stick with God, if you remain loyal to God, amen. What you do for the Lord will last. You making sacrifices for God right now? God is going to reward that. God is going to reward. You making sacrifices? You driving from the country to get the church in the week? God's going to reward that.
Amen.
Because a faithful man shall abound. Give the Lord a hand, praise.
Praise the Lord. We're so glad you joined us for today's broadcast. We hope that the word has been a real blessing to you. If you would like a copy of today's message, please call us at 318-687-7929 or write us at Fountain of Life Kingdom Church, 2307 Meriwether Road in Shreveport, Louisiana, zip code 71108. Again, for your copy of today's message, please call us at 318-687-7929 or write us at Fountain of Life Kingdom Church, 2307 Meriwether Road in Shreveport, Louisiana, zip code 71108. Well, be encouraged till next time. Be blessed, prosper, and walk in the Holy Ghost.